Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. That heart-pumping music can only mean one thing. Our friends from the Hastings YMCA are here, and we are thrilled to have in studio with us today Teresa Mose. She is the Associate Executive Director of the Hastings Area YMCA, and I'm so excited to get caught up with her. How have you been?
I'm good. We had a great summer.
Oh, I know it.
Wasn't it?
Yes, summer is great, and it's nice to see that people are still utilizing the YMCA. I know the weather is lovely. They can walk outside, run outside, bike outside. But your classes were very busy, I know, and so were the pool was very busy and your workout rooms.
We did not see a dip this summer.
Oh,
at all.
And sometimes do you?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Because people love to walk outside. They play pickleball outside.
Yes.
Okay. We did see a little dip in our pickleball players.
Okay.
But now they're coming back.
Because you have a pickleball court inside, right?
Correct. We have a very large gym. We have an absolute beautiful gymnasium.
Well, and that was an add-on, wasn't it? A couple years, like what, 5, 10 years ago, maybe?
Yeah.
Six, seven years ago.
Just beautiful facility. We can divide it in half. And so we can put up to 4 pickleball courts in our gymnasium. And we just had a good discussion about MEA. Do we allow the pickleballers players to be there during MEA weekend, you know, Thursday, Friday? And we said yes. That's their time, 12 to 2, to be inside. So let's keep them on the schedule. Our littles and our kids who come to play basketball, maybe they'll want to play pickleball with them.
There you go. And you can work around it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I
love
agree.
It. So you have been in your position as the Associate Executive Director for how long, Teresa?
At the Hastings Y in May, end of May, May 25th, I came back to the community to be the Associate Executive Director of the Hastings YMCA. So 3 months here, been for the whole summer, now heading into fall, and really, really enjoying it.
Full circle for you, because you started there initially when the Y opened, right?
Yes, in 2007, I helped open the door of the YMCA. Actually, I was the very first person who opened the door that day at 4:50 a.m. 5 a.m. we opened the YMCA, so I was the person that opened the door. Couldn't quite get the lock open. So our dear members, who love them still today, helped me get the key in the door, move the slot so that we could come into the Y.
Oh, my gosh. What a great story. Nobody can take that away from you.
No, that is
pretty cool. So all these years later, it is full circle for you to come back, and congratulations on your position.
Thank you.
What have you noticed? Because you were at other Ys along the way, but what have you noticed that the flavor of the Hastings Y is?
You know, I was thinking about that before I knew that I was coming here today. And one of the words that really ring out is joy. Joy. What I see, what I love to see, and what I loved to see when I was first here at the YMCA is when our members walk through our door. They are joyful. There are children running to our kids' stuff area. They are excited to be coming in the swimming pool with their goggles on, running down the hallway. Our Forever Well members, our seniors, are really excited to be there with their friends. They know that they are there making a positive difference in their life. They're connecting with others. I see my friends that were there in 2007. None of us have changed at all. We all look. We are not 18 years to the other side. So, yeah, it's a joy, the joy that they bring. And a sense of community. That is something that I do see at this YMCA. I've helped out at several YMCAs across the Twin City areas. And the Hastings community really supports each other. We support our organizations, and I see that happening at the Hastings YMCA.
What does that look like compared to other Ys? What do you mean?
Other YMCAs, the members are there to come and get their workout on, come to their yoga class. They might stay and visit or chit-chat a little bit, but they're mostly in and out. We do have very large Forever Well programs at a lot of our Ys, and they'll have a sense of community, but not as much as in Hastings. We know each other's last names. We know your grandchildren. We know your children. We know your husband's name. We might even know your dog's name. And I don't see that at other YMCAs.
Wow, that does make it special, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice. So what is going on for the fall? What are we looking forward to doing?
One event that we are doing for the very first time is in our pool. We are having a pumpkin splash.
What?
Yes. So we are asking our members
okay.
to donate some pumpkins, and I'm going to reach out into the community here. I have a couple feelers out. This is for ages 4 and up, and we are going to throw pumpkins in our pool.
Oh.
Each child would get a pumpkin. There is a cost to it. It's $10. But that gets you a pumpkin. You're going to swim with it in the pool. You can decorate your pumpkin. We're going to have treats. We're going to have snacks. We're going to have activities. And this is going to be on a Saturday, October 25th. From 11 to 2 o'clock.
What are you calling it again?
Pumpkin Splash.
Just as it sounds.
Pumpkin Splash. All are welcome. Community is welcome. $10. They can register online or they can stop by the Y. Probably can sign up day of. So far, we have quite a few pumpkins in our lobby.
Oh.
And so it's going to be pretty fun. And now, you know, pumpkins are going to float.
They do float?
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, they are.
So I was worried you were going to make pumpkin mess in your pool, but...
No, they will float.
Even the big, fat, heavy ones?
Big, fat, heavy ones. Yeah. Yeah. Super cool.
Now I have to come for sure to see this.
Yeah. Today, Connie, our aquatics director, was going to join me today, but she is at a training. And she did this. She is from South Carolina.
Okay.
And she did this at her YMCA in South Carolina. And she said that it was super fun. And so she has all the details, all the stuff, all the activities. And it's just absolutely adorable.
So let's get back to the fact that pumpkins float. Did you know that?
What? I did know that.
How'd you know that?
Oh, maybe because we've had some floating in a pool.
Oh.
Yeah.
Pumpkins float. Mm-hmm. But yet, I don't know of other, is it a fruit? Is a pumpkin a fruit or
it's a vegetable?
A vegetable.
It's
so
a vegetable.
Do other vegetables float?
I don't know. We can try.
That is crazy. Well, that's going to be a super fun event. So again, it's October 25th. All are welcome.
All are welcome. 11 to 2.
Okay.
$10 fee.
Okay.
So $10 per child. Just super fun event. I also wanted to say, too, that we will be also involved at the Candy Crawl in downtown
yes.
Hastings, the Downtown Business Association. We are going to have a booth there. So we will bring our Gaga Pit. And that is on Sunday. The 26th, so the very next day.
Busy weekend.
Yeah, a little candy crawl. We'll have our Gaga Pit. We'll have activities, some art crafts, and of course, candy.
Oh my gosh, how mm-hmm. fun.
Yeah, candy for everybody. And I think the time for that is 2 to 5.
Okay, perfect.
And that's free to the community. They are asking that you support Hastings Family Service to bring some canned goods and food for the event. And I think they definitely will block off the Hastings downtown area. And all the littles can come in their costumes and go up and down. It's like a trunk or treat.
So
and
fun.
And then special activities,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, so we're excited to be just more entrenched, more involved in the community. So I'm very happy to be there.
Yeah, that'll be super fun, Teresa. Mm-hmm. Get the word out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
nice.
That is Downtown Business Association where we'll be at.
Okay.
For that, too.
What else is going on?
Mm-hmm. We have lots of activities with our Forever Well. One of them, we still are continuing Walk with the Doc.
How's that going?
It's going very well. I'd like to see more participation because it is such a wonderful program. They talk a little bit on healthy activities that you can do, and they'll do that for about 15, 20 minutes. And
doesn't
then,
he have a topic each mm-hmm, month or yeah. whatever?
Yes. So there's different topics, different healthcare, and it is a professional. And then they'll go out for a walk afterwards. And the attendees that come are really committed. And throughout the summer now, they come once a month. I've seen those that come. And you don't have to be a member of the YMCA to join. You can just come and participate in the talk and then go for a walk.
So when is the next opportunity for us to do this, please?
Yeah. It is Friday, October 10th, and that is 12 to 1 o'clock.
Perfect. And again, do we need to sign up ahead of time for that?
You don't have to.
Okay.
No. Most people will say, hey, I'm here for Walk with the Doc. Great, come on. You'll visit in our multi-purpose room. You'll meet some of the other attendees. And then the doctor, Dr. Luke, will talk about a specific topic. They change all the time.
So maybe an hour commitment for all this or how long?
An hour. Hour okay. commitment.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah. And then I think they visit afterwards too. So it's really fun to see our members connecting with each other mm-hmm. or people of the community connecting. I always get a big smile on my face when I see our members coming to class, coming for an exercise routine, participating in our events, and then socially becoming friends with each other. And that, I love that.
Well, and that happens all the time, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it happens just real organically. At first, they're very shy to be here. You know, it's a kind of intimidating at times if you've never exercised or before or been to a health club or a YMCA. But then see it come full circle where they're participating, creating a better lifestyle for themselves, mm-hmm. and then actually making new friends.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's why I work for the YMCA. I love that.
Well, in your Forever Well program, isn't it one of the highest number of people over the age of 80 in this area?
Yes. Actually, we are celebrating our octogenarians. We are celebrating with a lunch for them. It is in October,
yes. So
it must be 80 years to attend
okay.
lunch at the YMCA. I don't believe there's any cost for it, but the cost is that you have to be 80.
Wow. That is really cool.
And so, yeah, I think it's October 21st, so lunchtime.
Fun. Mm-hmm. What else is going on?
I wanted to talk about Active Aging Week.
Oh, I didn't know there was one. Tell me more.
There is a little bit. We're going to celebrate life and longevity.
Oh, when is this, please?
This is going to be the week of October 6th through the 10th.
Okay.
And it'll be total mind, body, and spirit classes. Throughout the week, samples of the classes. Come and attend. You don't have to register. You don't have to sign up. If you're thinking about trying the YMCA, this is a great time to come. We offer a 5-day free pass to come to the Y. So if you're thinking about it, this would be a wonderful time to attend. So it's October 6th through the 10th, and most of these activities will take place between 8 and 1.
Tell me what some of them are, please.
Mm-hmm. We have a balance class that you can attend.
And that's important as we age.
Oh, very important. Tracy, who is our Forever Well coordinator, she has started a wonderful balance program 2 times a week. It is free. Some of these programs usually are fee-based, but this is a free program as a YMCA member. And it is a 1-hour class where they're just working on balance. And I'm going to say last week, Tracy had maybe 20 participants in the class, all different age groups, men and women in the class, just really concentrating on their balance.
Well, and falls are one of the things that put people out of commission as we age. So how wonderful.
Mm-hmm. We are doing some balance assessments.
Okay.
On Tuesday, October 7th. It's during the Active Aging Week.
Okay.
And that is October 7th, Tuesday, 10 to 11. And there'll be 15-minute spots.
Okay.
And then Tracy will do the assessment. And you will go through a series of little tests, and then we'll let you know what you would need to work on.
Oh, I love that. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Great.
Another thing that I really want to talk about and is dear to us is how our Hastings community supports us. Without the support of the community financially, we wouldn't be the Hastings YMCA. We wouldn't be here. And so we're going to have a fall annual giving campaign, and that will be the week of October 13th through the 17th. And our goal is to raise $90,528. We are halfway there.
Nice.
Yes, so I would really love the support of the community to continue to financially help us reach our goal. What we use this money for: swimming lessons, family memberships for those who cannot afford to be at the YMCA. We send children to day camp. With our financial donations, we can provide a full family membership for a full family for a whole year for like $1,000 to be at the YMCA where they feel safe, they are welcomed, and they're living a healthy lifestyle.
Wonderful things. And again, all the money that you are raising stays locally.
Stays right here. So if you donate to the Hastings YMCA, those financial dollars stay right here, right with us. They don't go to our corporate office. They stay right in Hastings.
Very important, I think, for mm-hmm. people to know. People love to give to things they believe in or they know where the money mm-hmm. is going.
I have watched so many families throughout the years at the YMCAs be recipients of our dollars and then over the years financially support our cause. because they know how important it was for them as a family to take swimming lessons, to be at camp, to be in football, to be in basketball, to participate in swimming lessons. And then financially, as their families grow, realize the importance, how it meant to them, they will give back to us.
That's awesome, Teresa. Mm-hmm. Tell us some more things you're working on, please. Mm-hmm.
Swimming lessons. Yes, just focusing about safety around water. So swimming lessons, we provide 7 weeks of lessons from 6 months to adult. And the next time you can register for swimming lessons will be October 8th
okay.
for members, October 15th for non-members. And the lessons will begin October 27th. So 7 weeks, October 27th. The Hastings YMCA has the most beautiful pool to teach swimming lessons. It's zero entry. The littles can just walk in. Even as an adult, if you feel uncomfortable with water, the zero gravity entrance is so lovely because you can only go just a little, you know, you only go as till you feel comfortable. And our pool is only 5 feet deep. So it's a wonderful pool to learn how to swim.
And all of these lessons and such can be found on your website.
You can register online.
Okay.
A 7 week session for a member is $70, $140 for a non-member. We do offer a financial need for swimming lessons. We can help you apply. You can apply online. It's pretty instant to get that. We have a lot of safety dollars around water to go towards swimming lessons. So a family, their child could swim for $15 at the YMCA. They just have to apply. I'd be more than happy to help someone apply for that. 7 weeks of lessons is once a week. For 7 weeks.
Awesome. Any last thoughts you want to share?
I just want to say thank you for welcoming me back.
Thank you for being here. We so appreciate it. Teresa Moes, she is the Associate Executive Director of the Hastings Area YMCA. Teresa, how could they find your organization online, please?
YMCANorth.org.
And what's a good phone number if people wanted to call?
They can call me directly, 651-739-6586.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. You are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Short on your dough, you can stay there, and I'll show you.